Of the students who completed the Simcoe County Public School Board's student census last year, 2% identify as having a diverse gender identity, while 23% identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community. More reports were provided to Simcoe County District School Board trustees last week during their program standing committee meeting on their first-ever student census completed in April 2021. Nearly 27,000 students, 51%, participated in the student census, which was completed confidentially. Students in kindergarten to grade 6 had a parent, guardian participate in the census on their behalf, while students in grades 7 to 12 participated in the census themselves. As part of the census, all participants were asked questions on gender identity. Students from grades 7 to 12 were asked questions on sexual orientation. I would like to thank Associate Director of Education, Don Stevens, for including a glossary of terms. I thought I was fairly knowledgeable, but apparently I'm not, said Barry trustee Beth Maratidis during Wednesday's meeting. The gender identity question collected responses from 26,649 participants. The most commonly reported gender identities were girl, female, 50%, boy, male, 49%, and a gender diverse identity, 2%, or about 500 students. For the purpose of the census and report, the definition of gender diverse was narrowed to 6 gender identities: fluid, non-binary, transgender, transgender female, transgender male, and two-spirit. Of the 2% who identified as gender diverse, 52% were non-binary, 28% were fluid, 19% were transgender male, 11% were transgender, 5% were two-spirit, and 5% were transgender female. There was also an open response option for students to enter their gender identity. Of the approximately 500 students who reported a gender-diverse identity, 62% were secondary students and 38% were elementary students. The Ontario Human Rights Code defines gender identity as each person's internal and individual experience of gender. It is their sense of being a woman, a man, both, neither, or anywhere along the gender spectrum. A person's gender identity may be the same as or different from their birth assigned sex. Questions were also posed to students in grades 7 to 12 on their sexual orientation, collecting responses from 10,457 participants. For the purposes of the census and report, LGBTQ+ represents a combination of 10 specific sexual orientations, including asexual, bisexual, demisexual, fluid, gay, lesbian, omnisexual, queer, questioning, and pansexual. About 78% of students reported their sexual orientation as heterosexual, straight, while 23% reported their sexual orientation as LGBTQ+. Of the LGBTQ+ students, 44% identified as bisexual, 20% identified as asexual, 18% identified as questioning, 14% identified as pansexual, 9% identified as lesbian, 5% identified as gay, 3% identified as fluid, and 1% each identified as queer, omnisexual, demisexual, or another sexual orientation not listed. At Wednesday's meeting, Collingwood, Wasaga Beach trustee Tanya Snell said she would be interested in seeing a board-wide audit regarding LGBTQ+ clubs and safe spaces. I'd love to see specifically which schools have a supportive club or some level of engagement, and which do not, and if there is a plan where those that do have successful programs, if they're willing to create a pathway or mentorship to help onboard others, said Snell. Stephen said it isn't something the board is currently tracking, but with schools returning to face-to-face learning and clubs starting up again, that LGBTQ+ clubs would be part of that. We do have safe spaces in all of our schools, said Stevens. New Tecumseh trustee Sarah Bites asked how board would be using the information moving forward. How will it help us support our students better? She asked. Stephen said the board was looking at a number of programs, including the possible hiring of an LGBTQ+ graduation coach. We'll also be looking at things we can do within our schools. For instance, we have gender-neutral washrooms available for all students, said Stevens. Bites pointed to previous talks at the board where the idea of grade 9 physical education programs, which are currently split by gender, could become integrated. They're working that out at the provincial level, so we'll just wait and see, said Bites. I think this report would support moving in that direction. As defined in the Anti-Racism Act, public service organizations, which include Ontario school boards, are required and authorized to collect personal information related to programs, services and functions. This includes the collection of personal information related to Indigenous identity, race, religion, ethnic origin, gender identity and other demographic data. According to the school board, throughout the 2021-2022 school year, other reports will be released periodically related to particular themes from the 2021 student census.